liquid zeolite.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me for another hour of the broadcast. In this hour, we're going to shine the spotlight on the auctions upcoming in Monterey, California. It's that time of the year. The third week in August is upon us. Exactly 2 weeks from today, we'll be broadcasting, hopefully live, from the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. But before that event, there's a whole slew of auctions. And in this hour, we'll be joined by the marketing manager for Mecum Auctions, as well as the CEO and co-owner of Russo & Steele Auctions, to tell us all about their two particular events. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at our regular number. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Throw out a quick trivia question, since we've been playing a lot around in the first hour with exotic cars. Why don't we throw this one out here? Let's make it a question about the Ferrari that was utilized in the old TV show Magnum P.I. What particular type of Ferrari was driven by Tom Selleck in the old television show Magnum P.I.? The particular Ferrari that was utilized in the television show Magnum P.I. It was actually around for a number of years, had a couple of different engines in it, but we just want kind of the basics on which particular Ferrari was utilized in the television show Magnum P.I., 800-259-9231. Right now, let's welcome Sam Murtaugh, who is the marketing manager for Mecum Auctions. Sam, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm good, Bob. Thanks for having me today.
Well, let's tell everybody about the exciting news. Mecum is going back to Monterey for the third year in a row, and you guys keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. We're entering our third year at Monterey on the Peninsula for Car Week. And every year we've grown by one day. Our first year, back in 2009, we were a one-day event on Saturday. And then last year grew to 2 days, Friday and Saturday. And this year we've added Thursday to go 3 full days. So quite exciting. We're happy to be having success out on the West Coast and having it continue to grow.
How many vehicles in total will be sold over the 3 days? How big of a lot of vehicles have you got arranged for Monterey?
We're expecting well over 700, about approximately 750 vehicles.
Wow.
Including motorcycles and wooden boats as well.
Wooden boats, that seems to be something new that you've gotten into. I've noticed at some of the other auctions this year, you've had some wooden boats as well.
We have. You know, we've kind of entered into that collector market over the last couple of years and seen some good success buying and selling, or having our consigners buy and sell with us with wooden boats in that market. You know, there's a real synergy between cars and boats as well. You know, some of those motors in those boats are, you know, quite similar to some of the motors you'll see in the collector cars that we all know so well. So there's some good, you know, good interest between both sides of the hobby.
Absolutely, and you've arranged for a number of collections to be sold at the Monterey event, and some of these collections involve motorcycles, including Vincent motorcycles the Indian motorcycle. And many of our listeners may remember the movie They're the Fastest Indian not that long ago.
Yeah, we do. We have three great collections of motorcycles, actually. The one you're referring to is the John Rank Indian Collection. It's five world-class Indians restored by John Rank, who happened to have been one of the referring experts for that movie, the world's best Indian, for his expertise in that make and model of motorcycle. And we're lucky to have five of his bikes that he personally restored original spec, and they're just gorgeous. And they'll be sold Thursday night during our motorcycle auction segment, along with two other large motorcycle collections, one from Barry Solomon Motorcycle Collection out of Texas, and then 53 motorcycles from Michael Taggart on the West Coast there in California. So all told, almost 200 motorcycles will be offering on Thursday, August 18th.
Wow, that's fantastic. And speaking of Thursday, August 18th, I know that Jay Leno is going to be a very special guest for a motorcycle, which is going to be auctioned off, and Jay is going to do the auctioning himself, and this is all for charity.
Yeah, Yamaha has donated a brand new 2011 R1 motorcycle to our event, and Jay has agreed to be guest auctioneer for the motorcycle on stage, and all the proceeds will be donated to it's called the Bailey's Cafe, which is a school of the arts in the Bronx, New York. And so that was just kind of the icing on a cake. That motorcycle segment has just grown in such popularity over the last, let's say 30 to 60 days. It's really just exploded with enthusiasm and energy, and it's going to truly be something that you're not going to want to miss, whether you're a motorcycle fan or not. Sprinkled amongst the other 700 collector cars, which everyone wants to see, is going to be this motorcycle collection that is truly going to be something that you're not going to want to miss.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other very special collections that you've got going over the block in Monterey. And one thing we should tell folks right off the bat is that, unlike some of the other auctions there where you have to pay a rather large catalog fee to get into, you can actually attend the Mecum auctions for no money whatsoever.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. We've kind of dubbed our auction the daytime auction, which is a little bit different than the other auctions along the peninsula. Our auction gates open at 8 o'clock in the morning, and our auctions start every day at 10 in the morning. And we're open to the public. The general public can come in for no charge. Walk amongst the golf course, see the cars up close. We've got great, convenient general parking right there on the golf course as well. And, so very convenient and a great place to come enjoy the cars. Basically one of the greatest car shows where, in this case, everything's for sale. So you find something you like, you can go register to bid and buy it.
Let's tell our listeners all about an amazing collection of Italian vehicles. This is basically a barn find. Tom Cotter, of course, has done a whole series of books on barn finds, beginning with the Cobra in the barn, the Hemi in the barn, the Vincent, the motorcycle in the barn, and more recently the Corvette in the barn. But this was a find in Texas where basically, a gentleman put three Italian exotic cars away, and until recently, nobody knew about it.
Yeah, they were in three Italian cars. It was a Maserati Bora, Daytona Ferrari, and a Ferrari Dino were put in a Texas storage facility about over 30 years ago, and there they sat, and just recently the owner decided that it was time to sell the storage facility, and had a private offering, and it was the highest bidder purchased the car sight unseen, given the key, went open the storage shed, and then lo and behold, there were three Italian supercars with incredibly low miles. The Maserati Bora, I think, has 978 miles. The Dino has like 2,900 miles, and the Daytona right around 9,500, 9,700, something like that. So just incredible original find, and we're happy to have them at our auction.
Absolutely. Before we go any further, why don't we remind folks that, number one, if they can't come to Monterey, they can monitor the activity online at your website and also on the television.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. We brought our national television show to this event. Will be broadcast live on HD Theater Thursday from 3 to 7 Pacific Time, and Friday and Saturday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Thursday will be an all-motorcycle segment, and Friday and Saturday will be the cars.
Wow. More with Sam and Mecum in Monterey straight ahead. You're listening to Auto World.
Don't For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the
If
Ford
you're in the market for a hot rod Lincoln, I wouldn't be surprised you could find one at the Mecum auction coming up in Monterey, California. Sam Murtaugh, the marketing manager for Mecum, is with us. And once again, the dates of the event coming up August 18th through 20th. And tell our listeners, Sam, a little bit about the venue that you guys utilize.
Well, Bob, it's a gorgeous facility. It's at the Hyatt Monterey Hotel and Spa on the Del Monte Golf Course, which is super conveniently located, really in the heart of everything. You know, we're 5 minutes from the airport, 10 minutes from Laguna Seca Racetrack, about 5 minutes from downtown Monterey, 15 minutes at max to Pebble Beach. So just really centrally located with tons of room to spread out and showcase all the cars on the golf course, convenient parking, like I mentioned earlier, free general admission. So just a real all-around event at a great facility.
That's fantastic. So Thursday is devoted to motorcycles, and then Friday and Saturday, it's all cars and wooden boats?
Well, we'll still sell about, I think, 75 to 100 cars on Thursday as well. The TV segment will be motorcycle specific, but as far as car, we'll still be offering nearly 100 cars on Thursday as well. So, and then Friday and Saturday will be all cars with some wooden boats sprinkled amongst the 2 days.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about memorabilia, because that's another area that you're going to be diving into in a growing area, a growing part of the collector car hobby.
Yeah, you know, we've been selling memorabilia, you know, really in tandem at all of our events for years. But, you know, in the last few years, it's really gained a lot in popularity, and, you know, collectors, car collectors have really, you know, jumped aboard with collecting memorabilia as well, not only to, you know, invest in, but to decorate their garages and really accent their car collections with, you know, pieces that relate, you know, whether it's automobilia or Petriana with gas pumps and the old gas station stuff. So, you know, usually every one of our events, we typically have a sampling of that as well to complement the cars. So it's another great aspect of the hobby.
And being Monterey, of course, you've got lots of great racing machines. And I just noticed this one. This is actually a rare one indeed. It's lot S171, and it's actually a McLaren Formula One car. Boy, someone's going to take that home and put that in their collection, or perhaps could use it for vintage racing.
Well, you know, funny, interesting about that you mentioned that car, Bob. It is a 1980 F1 McLaren M29 that has been, you know, it's been campaigned recently at vintage events across the country. It's actually currently owned by Michael Taggart, who's brought his great motorcycle collection to our events this year. And he has already had the car scheduled to go to the historics this year. So he'll be taking that car and qualifying it before it gets sold. So the lucky winner of that car not only can purchase a great McLaren, but could be the head of the crew on Sunday after the event, after he purchases the car. So it's kind of a win-win for that guy.
Absolutely. What a great story there, and well, what a great collection of taking a look at some of the star vehicles here of 50s era convertibles. Here's a 53 Buick Skylark, a 53 Olds Fiesta convertible, a 53 Cadillac Eldorado convertible, and here's a 1960 Chrysler 300F convertible, and you can see you know, the lineage of the 300 series in that vehicle. But what a great collection of older convertibles. Here's from the 40s, a 1947 Ford Sportsman Woody convertible. That's going to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah, that 47 Ford Woody convertible, the Sportsman there, is a gorgeous car. And that car we actually had on display at Indy in May, so I got a chance to see that in person already. And, man, it is one of the finest-looking cars I've ever seen. It's black with that just gorgeous wood body. That it's just a stunning car. You know, it's really exciting to have that car, along with, like you said, all the 50s. We've got lots of 30s street rods, like you mentioned before, the hot rods, you know, the old big classes. We've got a 1930 Packard 745 Waterhouse, which is, I think, one of three that are known to ever been made, just stunning black Waterhouse, you know, exotics, late models. The list goes on. With as many cars as we've got on that golf course this weekend, it's an amazing group. I wish I had them all memorized, but you know, the few that stick out in my mind and stick. But once I, you know, for me, as we campaign the events to market them to bring them off the, you know, the auction, to offer them to all the potential buyers across the world. For me, the best part about it is to show up and finally get to see these cars I've only seen pictures of and drool over them in person. It's great. So it's a great job. I'm happy to have it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Which vehicle do you anticipate bringing the biggest sale? Is it going to be the Birdcage Maserati, or what are you guys speculating?
Well, it's really hard to tell. I mean, of course, we've got a couple of Maseratis, of course, the Birdcage, and also an A6 GCS that is, certainly in the seven figures. And just a couple weeks ago, we took a 1931 Miller Bose Field Test Special, which was a 1931 Indianapolis 500 winner, which is an incredible car. Great race history, obviously winning the Indy 500 and a prolific performer throughout the 30s, racing at Indy in 8 of the 10 years throughout that decade. And that car, who knows what that car could do. That car could really surprise the world with that coming on the auction block. So there's quite a few cars that could really ring the bell. And, the nice thing about, our event is you never know with as much as there. It's not just one car that stands above the rest. There's just so many that all stand together and make one incredible event.
And as I've said before, I mean, the one thing I really appreciate about your event in Monterey and all your events, number one, you've got something for everybody, and number two, you don't have to pay to get into it, so you can do a little drooling, and it isn't going to cost you an arm and a leg to do so. And, boy, when you look at, some of the, affordable collectibles, here's a 1974 Mini Cooper, which makes the current-day Mini look like a large vehicle. That one is going up for sale.
Yeah.
And wasn't that long ago, the first year you were at Monterey, you guys hit it out of the park and set a world record with my good friend Bob Bondurant in attendance there. Tell our listeners all about the record that you set 3 years ago in Monterey.
Yeah, first year out, Bob, we were fortunate enough to have the 1965 Shelby Daytona Cobra that was driven to victory through the FIA Championship by Bob Bondurant, who was there on site along with the designer Peter Bach. And we sold the car at that event for $7.25 million, which still holds the record today as the highest price ever paid for an American car at auction.
That's great. And after Monterey, what's the next big event coming up for Mecum?
Well, right after Monterey, we head back to our home country in the Chicago area in St. Charles, Illinois, for a 1,000-car event at the Pheasant Run Resort in September 15th through the 18th.
Wow. But the big focus is August 18th through 20th, the daytime auction in Monterey. Can't wait to see it. Sam, thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Straight ahead, more coverage.
December 7, 1941, Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942, surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book Profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price, $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. This is America's automobile enthusiast program on the air every weekend since 1992. We are previewing auctions in this hour of the broadcast, and now we're going to shine a spotlight on the Russo and Steele auction coming up in Monterey, and we are joined by the CEO and co-owner, Drew Alcazar, who is going to be telling us all about his great event. Hey there, Drew. How you doing?
Howdy, Bob. Hey, thanks for having us on Auto World this afternoon.
Well, let's tell everybody about this great event. You've been going to Monterey for a long time. I know more than a quarter of a century, but how many years have you had the auction? About 11 or so?
This will be our 11th year in Monterey. Yeah, it's certainly the annual pilgrimage of the collector cars faithful up to the Monterey Peninsula every August. And, of course, the event dates this year, the 18th through the 20th, so we're getting ready to go.
Excellent. And the venue that you utilize is very cool. Being downtown, being at night, right there in the center of action in Monterey, it is quite a sight.
Indeed it is. Very emotional, sort of visceral experience we've got. Monterey is indeed very, very exciting. It's unique that we actually put all of the auction cars on the street. We actually closed down the entire street in front of the Marriott Hotel, right smack dab in the middle of downtown Monterey, line all the cars up, and then they roar up the hill to the second floor ballroom of the Marriott Hotel, where we do our patented auction in the round type environment with a 360-degree elevated seating and the cars right down through the middle of the crowd. So it's a lot of fun.
Drew, I know you've been in the collector car and the auction world for a long time. What's the most exciting part of having your company and doing these events? What's the thing that still gives you chills?
Well, I tell you what, enjoying the cars and the people attached to them. By and large, we've got a great group of folks with the Russo and Steele organization that are genuine enthusiasts themselves. We participate all over the country all year long with different road rallies, the Concours d'Elegance shows that we display our vehicles at. And actually, a lot of us, my consignment director, my driver's director, and myself, all three of us are very much involved with vintage racing. And we're actually going to be participating in the prehistorics the preceding weekend up in Monterey at the Laguna Seca racetrack. So not only do we have a lot of great vintage competition cars in the auction, but we're some hands-on guys on the track as well. So definitely make some time to come out and visit us at Laguna Seca.
Excellent. And speaking of historic racing, it's certainly grown by leaps and bounds. And you've got a number of wonderful vehicles going over the block with great racing lineage and certainly would make wonderful historic racing machines for anybody. Tell us about some of the special racing machines you've got this year.
We've got a nice collection. Actually, leading the pack for the vintage is the 1967 Corvette. It's a 427, 435 coupe. It was actually originally campaigned by Greg Pickett, who came to racing fame with his A sedan Camaro, went on to campaign this 67 Corvette, and it's a wonderful car, a lot of period history. Originally sponsored by Sunoco, who also sponsored the very successful Penske Donahue team. So that's a wonderful car we've got. In addition to that, we've also got the 1992 NASCAR, the Alan Kowicki Thunderbird.
Wow.
He actually won the championship in 92. And this is the short track car they ran in 9 races this year. So that's certainly pretty exciting. And then, of course, we've got a wonderful IMSA Corvette that we're also doing, a 1972 911 IMSA vintage race Corvette that's just about as sexy as you can possibly look at. I tell you, it's sort of this pretty blue with a yellow trim. It looks like it's going 1,000 miles an hour just sitting there.
Very good description, Drew. Let's tell everybody about a Lincoln from 1935. This is a Model K, a very rare V12 Phaeton, and this vehicle actually has some presidential history to go along with it.
Well, indeed, it's a bit of a departure for our traditional European sports, American muscle, hot rods, and customs sort of identified market. The resurgence of the pre-war classics has just been sort of a wonderful story to tell in the hobby for the last couple of years. They are definitely back. This is a wonderful 35 V12 Phaeton that was actually done for President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He had it during all of his California trips through Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco. So we're going to have this very historical vehicle on display there, street side, right downtown in Monterey.
Excellent. I love the muscle cars. I know you love the muscle cars, and you do a wonderful job of every year bringing us all kinds of great muscle cars, both in Monterey as well as in Scottsdale. Let's tell everybody about this very unique Chevelle. This is the first one made. It was kind of the pilot model. Tell everybody about this vehicle, Drew.
Well, they refer to it as the pilot car, and it was indeed the very first LS6 Chevelle produced. We're very excited about it. I think it sort of epitomizes what we consider genuine collectible American muscle. These are very significant, big collector-type American muscle. This is well-documented car. It's got both build sheets, all of the ownership histories there. It's a well-known car in the hobby, very significant car. And interestingly enough, it's going to be one of the featured cars on a program that we're actually going to be featured on Discovery Channel with the American Truckers program, and they're going to be following the LS454 LS6 car up to Monterey with Passport Transport and the husband and wife team that have the Russo and Steele wrap trailers. They deliver that up to Monterey, so it's going to be a TV star as well with the American Trucker program.
Oh, that's wonderful. And speaking of wonderful, if you love Ferraris, and who doesn't, one of the great ways to get into the Ferrari hobby collector-wise is to buy one of the four-seater vehicles. And you've got a couple of wonderful examples. Here's a 1972 Ferrari 365 GTC4, and you've also got a 1965 Ferrari, a 330 GT 2+2 model.
You know, I tell you, Bob, I love the 2+2 Ferraris from the Enzo era, the early lines. They've got that classic Ferrari line. There's no question about the fact that when you pull up to the restaurant, you're going to get valeted right up front of the curb in one of these wonderful cars. But they're a little bit larger than the traditional two-seat Ferraris, like the 330 GTCs, the 275 GTS, which we also have in the auction. But I think some of us Americans maybe tend to gravitate a little bit to the larger 2+2 cars. But they're wonderful driving machines, particularly when you want to throw a couple of duffel bags in a little back seat and take your gal and enjoy one of the tours throughout the United States now that these different rallies are doing. So a great chance to have folks get their feet wet sort of with the vintage Enzo-era Ferraris. With I think we've got four 2+2 cars in the auction, so we're real excited about those too.
Also very excited about this Mercedes, extremely well done, a 37 Mercedes 230A Cabriolet. I understand this vehicle has an interesting story behind it.
Well, you know, they've all got interesting stories, Bob. There's no doubt about it. That's what makes them collector cars, you know.
Right.
It's the wonderful stories that are attached to them. The little Mercedes has got a great story, and I tell you, it's one of those cars that has this sort of presence about it. Right when you sort of walk up to it, it sort of kind of has that sort of very stately, very, very Mercedes-Benz sort of kind of feel to it. The smell of the interior in the car is just phenomenal. It's, again, a very, very visceral car, but they only made a very few of the actual 230A cars, and of course this is indeed one of the Cabriolets, so it's a great variety of cars going to be on auction with Russo and Steele in Monterey, and we go all three nights, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and about half of our inventory, believe it or not, is going to be offered no reserve. So to the highest bidder, I tell you what, folks, make sure you're there, because we've got some great cars that will be sold no reserve on those three evenings.
And for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with auction lingo, when we come back, we'll explain the difference between no reserve and reserve, and we'll tell you about more of the fantastic cars that Drew has in store for you in Monterey. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932. Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Auto World. We're telling you all about the upcoming Russo and Steel auction with the CEO and co-owner of Russo and Steel, Drew Alcazar. And Drew has been telling us about some of the featured vehicles going over the block in Monterey. And before the break there, you were mentioning the number of no reserve vehicles, Drew, and for those of our listeners who may not understand what the terminology means, tell everybody the difference between reserve and no reserve.
Well, let's talk about that a little, Bob. A reserve car means that we have an owner that's actually consigned the car, stating to the auction house the minimum that they'll accept in order to get the car sold. Now, of course, our effort is to get well over that minimum, but at least it gives the owner some modicum of control over how that car will be administered to on the block. The auction house does not have the ability to sell the car for anything less than the stated reserve from the owner. The nice thing about reserve is that it gives some owners that sort of kind of stability that they're looking for. And as a result, you get really nice, high-quality cars that are getting consigned to auction. Let's face it, some of the great, great cars, people have worked hard. They've lived and died, spent a lot of money getting these cars put together. And they just don't want to spank it across the block and say, hey, let's sell it for whatever it's worth. So great quality cars come from having the option of putting a reserve on a car. On the flip side of the coin, there is no reserve, which means that the car will be sold to the highest bidder regardless of price. Now, that, of course, infuses a lot of excitement into the auction process because the bidders know, hey, listen, this car is here to be sold. The hand goes up, you're bidding, you're buying. There's no trying to get past the reserve. These cars are instantly going to be sold the minute they hit the auction block. So it's going to be sold regardless of price at no reserve. And about half of our cars are going to be auctioned under the no reserve platform in Monterey. So I certainly behoove all of your listeners to check out some of the great inventory at RussoandSteel.com and look for the no reserve nomenclature there on those cars. They're well marked. We've got a great collection of sort of late 50s Americana. It's a golden age of American cars from, the mid to the late 50s that really sort of got brought on. I guess the best way to sort of describe it is sort of the Christine from the Stephen King movies is a wonderful example of that kind of late 50s Americana. And we've got actually a collection of 15 exclusive cars from a collection that are being offered during our Thursday program. We've got Adventurers, Golden Lions, Fire Suites, the Imperials, Firetel, the Royal Super Alpha going, and about half of these cars also are going to be sold, no reserve. So we're very excited about the collection of the late 50s Americana on our opening night Thursday program.
Wonderful. Let's go to Frank, who joins us on the road to Iowa, who wants to answer the trivia question, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Frank, thank you very much for dialing us up. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Let's see if you can solve the trivia riddle here. Back a ways, Magnum P.I., Tom Selleck, drove a Ferrari. What particular Ferrari did he drive in that television series?
Well, like you say, it goes back a long ways, but I'm thinking it was a Testarossa.
Oh, you're very close, but unfortunately a little bit off the mark. Have you ever been to one of these great classic car auctions like we're talking about here with Drew?
No, I haven't. I've seen them on TV and always wanted to. I live on the west end of Iowa, and I was thinking about going to Chicago to see that one that's coming up.
Oh, excellent. Well, you definitely should check one of them out, and sometime if you're ever out on the West Coast in August, you definitely got to come up to Monterey. But we thank you so much for your call here today. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. Drew, another question got thrown at me here by a couple of emailers, and that's about consigning with you. Is it too late to consign in Monterey, and what's the process if you want to consign in either Monterey or in Scottsdale?
Well, let's certainly not forget Scottsdale. It's going to be here before we know it, of course, Bob. Every January in Scottsdale, Arizona, all of the auctions come to town, and that's sort of our flagship event there in Scottsdale in January. So we'll start working on consignments for that auction just as soon as we button up Monterey here. But there's no question we do have some late opportunities in Monterey. Of course, Russo and Steele is always working hard to take care of their clients. So if some of our folks out there have got some consignments that they've wanted to get squeezed in here at the tail end, we'll work very, very hard to make sure that we can make them part of that Monterey program. Real simple, go on to russoandsteele.com, hit that consignments button. We will be buttoning up consignments here this week. So if there's any folks that are looking to get involved in the Monterey program, we're going to need to get them on board here this week. We're going to be deadlining here at the end of the week as we load our trucks and head to Monterey.
Let's talk about another Porsche. You told us about the IMSA Racing 911, but there's one featured vehicle that we haven't touched on. This is a 1973 Porsche 911 Carrera RS 2.7 coupe, and definitely a great example of that era of the 911.
Well, I tell you, this is probably, this was really Porsche's big hammer entry into world endurance racing domination. The lightweight 911S just completely took the world by storm. Of course, the 911 was immortal almost the moment it was introduced, but this was really Porsche coming into its own, sort of putting the 356 era of sort of the smaller displacement engines really behind them and turning a wonderful page and opening up a chapter of high performance, uber performance Porsches. And the 911 RS is just an icon. Every collector on the planet, of course, is going to be looking at some point in time to add a vehicle like this to their collection. They're wonderful driving cars. I tell you, once you've had an opportunity to get into a 911 RS, particularly one of the lightweight cars, it's about as close as you're ever going to get to a roller skate that's got a jet engine in it. They just are absolutely wonderful driving automobiles and an experience unto itself. So I encourage everyone to, if you ever have an opportunity, get a ride in a 911 RS Porsche.
It wasn't that long ago that you guys really took the world by storm by selling a Hemi Cuda convertible out in Scottsdale, and here you've got another Hemi up for sale in Monterey. This is a 1970 Plymouth Hemi Cuda, and looks like a wonderful example, painted in a blue kind of shade, and certainly Hemis are always in demand.
Well, B5 blue is the color on that head plummet Cinecuda that we've got. Indeed, I think Russo and Steele was almost single-handedly responsible for restarting the resurgence of the collectible American muscle as we last January sold one of the very rare Cinecuda convertibles for $1.7 million. So that was an awful exciting time on the auction block last January in Scottsdale with that Cinecuda selling for 1.7. But I tell you, we've got actually two Cinecudas that are going to be offered up here in Monterey. This little B5 blue car that you're talking about is really, really special. All of the documentation comes with the car, which is very important, as we all know, for the genuinely collectible American muscle. But it's a very, very low-mileage original car, only 18,000 original miles. It's documented with that mileage on it, and it still sits on the original polyglass tires.
Oh, isn't that amazing? Where did you ever find that vehicle? Where did it come from?
Well, these are the types of cars, particularly the American muscle cars, that are really coveted by collectors. You know, it's not just another CUDA that you can run out and do, you know, some burnouts in. These are really the cars that in future years will really become the collectible American muscle cars, well-documented, highly optioned, no-stories cars that are very, very rare and very valuable. So we're very fortunate to have some of those joining us in Monterey, and we're excited about the three-evening auction coming up here the 18th, 19th, and 20th here just around the corner in August.
Excellent. One more time, Drew, give out the official website for your company.
Hey, one-stop shop, and come and visit us, russoandsteele.com, RussoAndSteele.com. We've got our digital catalog now posted there on our website. Come and see us. If you can't make it to the auction and come up to Monterey, by all means, tune in there on one of those evenings. We'll be doing a live webcast through our website, so you'll be able to join us and watch along as we have some of that excitement coming up here in downtown Monterey at the Marriott Hotel.
Excellent. Drew, thank you so much for your time here today on Auto World, and we definitely are looking forward to seeing you and covering the excitement from the Monterey event. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for having us, Bob. We'll keep the chair warm for you. We'll see you downtown Monterey at the Marriott Hotel.
Excellent. Thank you, Drew. Well, that's just about going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, stick around in hour number three of the program on many of these Auto World stations. Oh, we got a bunch of folks. We got somebody from Mazda. We've got a gentleman from the RM Auction Company, and also a guy behind a very popular TV show in Hawaii. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.